And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, it's May 22nd, 142nd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. If it's leap year, 143rd day. In year 192... Dong Zhu assassinated by his adopted son, Lu Bu. 760, 14th recorded perihelion passage of Halley's Comet. 853, a Byzantine fleet sacks and destroys undefended Damietta in England, in Egypt. 1176, the assassins attempt to assassinate Saladin near Aleppo. In response, he went and destroyed the Eagle's Nest. Year 1200, King John of England and King Philip II of France signed a Treaty of Ligne. 1246, Henry Raspes elected anti-king of the Kingdom of Germany in opposition to Conrad IV. 1254, Serbian King Stefan Uroš I and Republic of Venice signed a peace treaty. 1370, Brussels massacre. Hundreds of Jews are murdered and the rest of the Jewish community is banished from Brussels, Belgium, for reportedly desecrating consecrated host. In all likelihood, it was a trumped-up charge, but what you gonna do? 1377, Pope Gregory XI issues 5 papal bulls to denounce the doctrines of English theologian John Wycliffe. 1455, started a War of the Roses. The First Battle of St. Albans, Richard, Duke of York, defeats and captures King Henry VI of England. And 1520, the massacre at the Festival of Toxcatl takes place during the fall of Tenochtitlan, resulting in turning the Aztecs against the Spanish. 1629, Holy Roman Emperor Ferdinand II and Danish King Charles IV signed the Treaty of Lübeck, ending Danish intervention in the Thirty Years' War. 1762, Sweden and Prussia signed the Treaty of Hamburg. Also that year, Trevi Fountain was officially completed and inaugurated in Rome. 1766, a large earthquake causes heavy damage and loss of life in Istanbul in the Marmara region. 1804, the Lewis and Clark expedition officially begins as a core discovery departs from St. Charles, Missouri. 1807, a grand jury indicts former Vice President of the U.S. Aaron Burr on a charge of treason. 1809, on the second and last day of the Battle of Espernessing near Vienna, Napoleon I is repelled by an enemy army for the first time. 1816, a mob in Littleport, Cambridge, England. Riots over unemployment, rising grain costs. The riots spread to Ely the next day. 1819. SS Savannah leaves port at Savannah, Georgia, on a voyage to become the first steamship to cross the Atlantic Ocean. 1826, the HMS Beagle departs on its first voyage. 1840, the penal transportation of British convicts to New South Wales colonies abolished. Then New South Wales was in Australia. 1848, slavery is abolished in Martinique. 1849, future U.S. President Abraham Lincoln has issued a patent for an invention to lifeboats, making him the only U.S. president to ever hold a patent. 1856, Congressman Preston Brooks of South Carolina severely beat Senator Charles Sumner of Massachusetts with a cane in the hall of the U.S. Senate for a speech Sumner made regarding Southerners and slavery. 1863, Union forces began the siege of Port Hudson, which lasted 48 days, longest siege in U.S. military history. 1864, after 10 weeks, the U.S. Army's Red River Campaign ends in failure. 1872, President Grant signs the Amnesty Act into law, restoring full civil and political rights to all but about 500 Confederate sympathizers. 1900, the Associated Press is formed in New York as a nonprofit news cooperative. 1906, the Wright brothers are granted patent number 821,393 for their flying machine. 1915, Lassen Peak erupts with a powerful force, the only volcano besides Mount St. Helens to erupt in a contiguous U.S. during the 20th century. That same year, three trains collide in a Quintinchill rail disaster near Gretna Green in Scotland. Kills 227, injures 246. 1926, Chiang Kai-shek replaces the communist in Kuomintang, China. 1927, near Xining, China, an 8.3 magnitude earthquake killed 200,000 in one of the world's most destructive earthquakes. 1939, World War II, Germany and Italy signed the Pact of Steel. 1941, during the Anglo-Iraqi War, British troops take Fallujah. 1942, Mexico enters the Second World War on the side of the Allies. 1943, Stalin disbands the Comintern. 1947, the Truman Doctrine goes into effect, aiding Turkey and Greece. 1957, South Africa's government approves of racial separation in universities. 1958, the 58 riots in Ceylon become a watershed in the race relations of various ethnic communities of Sri Lanka. Total death is estimated at about 300, mostly Tamils. 1960, the Great Chilean Earthquake, 9.5 on the moment magnitude scale. It hit southern Chile and became the most powerful earthquake ever recorded. 1962, Continental Airlines Flight 11 crashes after bombs explode on board. 1963, Greek left-wing politician Grigoris Lambrakis is shot in an assassination attempt. He died 5 days later. 1964, Lyndon Johnson launched his Great Society movement. 1967, Egypt closes the Straits of Tehran to Israeli shipping. Also in 67, Lion Ovation department store in Brussels, Belgium burns down. 323 people died, were missing, and 150 injured. The most devastating fire in Belgian history. 1968, the nuclear-powered submarine USS Scorpion sinks with 99 men on board. It's said to have sunk 400 miles southwest of the Azores. 1969, Apollo 10's lunar module flies within 8.4 nautical miles of the moon's surface. In 1972, Ceylon adopts a new constitution, becomes a republic and changes its name to Sri Lanka, joins the Commonwealth of Nations. 1972, over 400 women in Derry, Northern Ireland attacked the offices of Sinn Féin following the shooting by the IRA of a young British soldier on leave. 1987, Hashimpura massacre occurs in Meerut, India. That same year, first ever Rugby World Cup kicks off with New Zealand playing Italy at Eden Park in Auckland, New Zealand. 1990, North and South Yemen are unified to create the Republic of Yemen. 1992, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia and Slovenia join the UN. 1994, worldwide trade embargo against Haiti goes into effect to punish its military rulers for not reinstating the country's ousted elected leader, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. 1996, the Burmese military regime jails 71 supporters of Aung San Suu Kyi in a bid to block a pro-democracy meeting. 1998, a U.S. federal judge rules that U.S. Secret Service agents can be compelled to testify before a grand jury concerning the Lewinsky scandal involving President Clinton. 2000, in Sri Lanka, over 150 Tamil rebels are killed over 2 days of fighting for control of Jaffna. 2002, a jury in Birmingham, Alabama, convicted former KKK leader Bobby Frank Cherry of the 1963 murder of four girls in a 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. 2010, Air India Express Boeing 737 crashes over a cliff on landing at Mangalore, India. 158 of the 166 people on board died. Became the deadliest crash involving a Boeing 737. 2010, Inter Milan beat Bayern Munich 2-0 in the UEFA Champions League final in Madrid to become the first and so far only Italian team to win the historic treble. 2011, an EF5 tornado struck Joplin, Missouri, killed 158 people and did $2.8 billion worth of damages, the costliest and seventh deadliest single tornado in U.S. history. 2012, Tokyo Skytree opens to the public. It's the tallest tower in the world at 634 meters and the second tallest man-made structure on Earth after Burj Khalifa, which is 829.8 meters. 2014, General Prayut Chan-o-cha becomes interim leader of Thailand in a military coup d'etat following 6 months of political turmoil. Also in 2014, an explosion occurs in Unki, capital of China's far western Xinjiang region. 43 people died, 91 were injured. 2015, the Republic of Ireland becomes the first nation in the world to legalize gay marriage in a public referendum. 2017, 22 people are killed at an Ariana Grande concert in the 2017 Manchester Arena bombing. And finally, in 2017, U.S. President Donald Trump visited the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, becomes the first sitting president to visit the Western Wall. Now, there's an unbelievable number of births and deaths on this date, but holidays and observances: in Martinique, it's Abolition Day. Christian feast days are Castus and Emilius, Fulk, Humilithia, Michael Ho Hai, one of the Vietnamese martyrs, Quiteria, Rita of Cascia, Romanus of Subiaco, and Eastern Orthodox liturgics for May 22nd. In California, it's Harvey Milk Day. Internationally, it's International Day for Biological Diversity. United States National Maritime Day. National Sovereignty Day in Haiti. Republic Day in Sri Lanka. Translation of the relics of St. Nicholas from Myra de Barra in Ukraine. And in Yemen, it's Unity Day. Celebrates unification of North and South Yemen into the Republic of Yemen in 1990. And it's World Got Day. Okay, we are talking about... ghost in the state of California. All right, in Los Angeles... okay... we have Fremont High School, the stage in the auditorium. A lot of strange shadows have been seen. Let's see, the JFK Library on the third, John Marshall. How about Knott's Berry Farm? Mrs. Knott's Chicken Dinner Restaurant. There's a ghost seen in one of the empty wonderless back dining rooms. Looks like an old woman, and the busboy claimed it was... simply a fog, but he never could explain how the fog got in that one particular room and looked like a woman standing in the window. Then in L.A. County's Walnut, City of Industry, St. Mary's Catholic School. Since the school doubled as an orphanage, the kids lived there as well as went to school there. When the school was running, kids played in a small field behind the building. One night, a couple of kids snuck out of their rooms and went outside to play. Next day, the nuns found the kids dead outside. Nobody knows how they die, but if you go there at night, you can hear running inside the building and the sound of swings and other children's toys being used. There are also stories of devil worshippers who write anti-Christian slurs on the walls and blood that can be found throughout the building. There's also the story that somebody was killed in the bathroom facilities behind the school, either by a gang member or devil worshippers. And it's said you can see the handprints and blood and a number of other stains inside the back rooms of the building. Then there's the L.A. County Museum of Arts. According to security guards, a woman was shot there by her husband because she was sleeping with other men. Well, it's said that she's now a very active ghost, supposedly begging men who visit the building to see her, to have sex with her, as well as... playing with the electrical system. Contractors doing work the site have left in fear and literally never come back. Then there's La Lacey Francis, the Uphill Campus. In the Uphill Campus, The boys' locker room is said to be haunted. The lights go on and then turn off on their own. The doors slam and tend to lock themselves. Sometimes the lockers open and close by themselves. And in Lincoln Heights, Lincoln High School in L.A., underneath the school there are tunnels where they were available in case of bombs in the early 1900s. In the 1960s, the mother of one of the Black Panthers hid her Black Panther son there for over 3 years. And in one of those tunnels, there's an abandoned shooting range, and if you're exploring, you can hear guns going off during school hours. And early in the morning, usually around 6:30 when the hall lights are off, you can see student apparitions in the distance in the older buildings in the complex. Then there's Los Angeles Airport Marriott. A lot of strange occurrences have been reported there over the years. Apparitions of different beings show up in the lounge on the 18th floor and the parking garage, accompanied by feelings of fear and reports of strange sounds and unbelievably offensive smells. Rumor is the front office is cursed. 6 suicides of people who worked in the front office since the hotel opened in 1972. Then in L.A. is the L.A. City Hall. Security officers report hauntings on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 27th, and 28th floors. But the 2nd floor is by far said to be the scariest. The whole floor is made of marble, and there are noises coming from many directions. There are always feelings that witnesses report that someone's watching you. Security officers reported seeing apparitions in this area. 3rd and 4th floor always seems as though somebody's with you as you walk down the hall, even though there's nobody there. The 27th floor, the Tom Bradley room, has paintings of all the former mayors of L.A. There's one painting located in the back hall that is really strange. The painting was done in the late 18 to early 1900s. This painting looks like a regular photograph, and the man inside the painting seems to watch you as you move about the room. Many people have said this painting is extremely lifelike. On the 28th floor, there seems to be a lot of unexplained energy. You can almost feel it. CCTV cameras have picked up human figures moving about, even when no one's there. And it's been believed that at one time or another, City Hall housed a morgue. Now, all the odd happenings seem to happen between the hours of 1:30 and 5 in the morning. But the building is closed to public at these hours. So if you want to go exploring, you need to make prior arrangements. Then there's the Los Angeles Pet Cemetery. Petey, the little rascal's dog, is buried there, along with Hopalong Cassidy's horse and Mary Pickford's dog. But the dead animal that seems to be reported the most is K-Bar, a Great Dane that belonged to Rudolph Valentino. The dog died in 1929, but its playful phantom is still reported panting and licking people that wander near its grave. So if you want to have an interesting evening, go to the Los Angeles Pet Cemetery. Then there's the Los Angeles Senior High School. It's been reported there's a man who sings Frank Sinatra songs who wanders the theater. Sometimes he opens and closes the elevator door. Sometimes he sits in the audience section, clapping unexpectedly. Usually he is present, but when you don't see him, students and teachers have said they still feel his presence. Then there's Loyola High School in L.A. Reported noises and movement at night in the field house. One classroom that used to be a dormitory for students in the 60s is haunted by a student who killed himself in a trap door located in the ceiling of the room. Students and even the teacher who used the room report an eerie presence there. Living quarters for the Jesuits was reportedly visited by the apparition of a nun. And it's reported this school is over 150 years old. And in L.A., there's Loyola Marymount University, the Strub Theater, said to be haunted by an old lady who sits in the back of the house watching the stage. A number of actors have seen her in the audience while performing on stage, and stage managers while walking up the theater after rehearsals or productions report that she's been seen. She just seems to sit quietly and intently stares at the stage. Then there's Raines Hall at Loyola Marymount University. Students have reported seeing strange apparitions as well as the ghost of a girl who died there from heart complications in 1998. Then there's the Manual Arts High School. The school's print shop is believed to be haunted by the ghost of the first print shop teacher who worked there for over 40 years. Students report they feel somebody looking over their shoulders. They work developing films in a dark room. Witnesses have seen a man out of the corner of their eye standing outside the dark room near the film drying area. But when they approach him, there's never anybody there. Then in Norwalk, the AMC Theater 20, witnesses and security guards reported the sounds of little children. They've heard screams, but when they investigate, they never find anybody. Okay, in Los Angeles, Neutrogena, Johnson & Johnson Corporation. There's a total of three ghosts said to haunt Neutrogena. The original founder's wife was shot execution style, and so was his son. Workers and security officers working late at night report seeing a woman in a white dress walking around the building. They've also seen a child playing in the factory and running. Now, there are no children allowed in that building due to the potential hazards. And many witnesses have reported hearing what sounds like a very strange growl, as if from a massive animal. Then in L.A. is Occidental College, Erdman Hall. There's a room in the center on the front side of the second floor of the Erdman Residence Hall of Occidental College, and it's said to be haunted by two spirits. One's a young person who plays friendly tricks on the living in order to solicit their attention and potentially gain their friendship. The playful spirit has been known to turn the water faucets on and off. Now, it's not a plumbing problem. Witnesses have seen the knobs turn on their own. The lights are turned on and off. The chain on the door is taken on and off. And the written messages are found on the walls. The other spirit is a dark, heavy presence that resides in one of the room's two closets. This dark being can be felt late at night, typically when a person's trying to sleep. It's been described as a large, dark man who stands by the door and watches you intently as you sleep. It doesn't appear to be friendly, but it does no more than make its presence felt. No explanation has been offered as to the source of these spirits, but they're accompanied by a few other manifestations in other parts of the building. But this one particular room seems to be the most active. Then there's Newcomb Hall in Occidental College. Years ago, a student who had been having problems being away from home sank into a deep depression. Eventually, she hung herself inside the dorm on the second floor. And now, witnesses report feeling her presence, and she'll set off alarms. But when security checks, never anybody there. Now, in Los Angeles, Our Lady of Loretto Elementary, there have been reports of a woman with red high heels walking down the empty hall on the second floor. Students get to the urge to climb to the roof stairs and jump off the roof. One fifth grader did that in the 1970s. Lights turn on and off inexplicably, and laughter is heard in the auditorium girls' restroom. Then there's Qantas Freight Warehouse in L.A. One warehouse worker that died while working in the bypass section of the warehouse haunts Qantas Freight. There have been numerous reports that claim to people have seen his ghost working normally, and when approached, he turns around and his face and hands are bloody and mangled. Workers report the stranger to the manager, and when they go look for him, he's gone. Many graveyard shift workers claim that he appears mostly in the cooler room checking the human remains section. Then there's the Renaissance Los Angeles Airport. A lot of strange sounds in the rooms and the feeling of being followed and watched. Roosevelt High School, the R Building, most of the staff members and students have reported strange noises can be heard in the auditorium and the lights go on and off when there's nobody there. Then also in L.A. is Dodger Stadium. A number of witnesses, especially security guards, have seen ghosts sitting in some of the seats. When they look real, when they approach them, there's nobody there. Then there's the overpass over the Pasadena Freeway. There's reports of a residual scene of a murder that happens. There's a woman running, a man chasing her, When they reach the top of the overpass, he grabs her to strangle her and then throws her over. But when witnesses go to see if there's somebody lying down on the freeway, there's never anybody there. University of Judaism in L.A. When the school was first being built, kids and students used to come and hang out at night on the soccer field. One girl was raped and her tongue cut out, and she was murdered. It said on one night in September and October, she's been seen wandering the soccer field. Tries to scream and call out the names of her attackers, and any males wander down to the field on the nights that she's wandering around, they'll go mute while on the field. Then is Virgil Junior High Auditorium. Reports of doors opening and closing on their own, low moaning sounds come from empty rooms, and ropes hanging from a pipe in the bathroom stall, where a student allegedly hung himself, seem to sway, even though there's no breeze. And there's been sightings of a glowing clown-like apparition. Then at Walnut and Lemon in L.A., lady was killed by a car accident. You can see her crossing the street about 9 p.m., sometimes as late as 3 a.m. But as she crosses the street, suddenly she screams and disappears. And it's Westchester High School in L.A. It's said that three ghosts haunt that school. There's a young man who's believed to be somewhere between 16 and 18 that haunts the school. Back in the 70s, he was playing basketball for his PE class. And he went up for a shot. Someone took his legs out from under him, and he crushed his skull and broke his neck. Late at night, after hours, you can hear the young man playing, and you can encounter a ghostly figure who'll walk up to you, and he'll ask, "Do you got game?" And then he'll laugh and disappear. The other two ghosts seem to be a couple. They're seen all over the school every now and then. They'll disappear when they know they've been seen. And sometimes they'll follow and annoy you as you wander about the building until you leave. Then there's Westwood, Dykstra Hall. Supposedly there's a ghost still hovering over the third floor of the dormitory where a couple of years ago a young student committed suicide by hanging himself in the dormitory closet. It said he killed himself across from one of the restrooms, and a lot of strange noises have been heard coming from that restroom at night. Then there's Wilson High School in L.A. Running figure can be seen across the track at the high school. The person said to be running at a time late at night when some gang members saw him and chased him with their car, eventually killed him. Now he haunts the track. Another haunting at Wilson's on one of the dark rooms in the photography class. People who have used it report being pushed around and even locked in the room. And a figure of a football player sitting on the bar near the docks can be seen. It's been said that after a game he was sitting there, fell back about 8 feet, hit his head, and died. Reports of the apparition of a boy seen sitting in a window have been reported. He was actually pushed out that window and died. Then in L.A. is the Palace Theater. The vaudeville-era palace at 6th and Broadway is said to be extensively haunted by spectral stage workers and theater guests. One of the seats near the front of the house supposedly is haunted by a man who was shot there when he was discovered out on a date with the wrong woman. Two old stagehands bicker in the wings when a show just really stinks. The spirits make their opinion known by lobbing invisible rotten eggs at the stage. You may not see the eggs, but you certainly detect the aroma. Ghost hunters identified nearly 24 individual hauntings in this building. There's some mischievous activity, but nothing particularly scary. Then University of California in L.A., Dykstra Hall. The 10th floor showers turn on by themselves. Not a drip, but a full force shower when nobody's in the shower room. Residents will turn them off and next thing they know, they're back on. RAs have been sent to investigate, and the problems were reported to the facility's engineers, who didn't find anything wrong with the showers. Then in Venice High School. It's also in a suburb of Los Angeles. It's been said auditorium lights and sound turn themselves on by themselves while events are taking place. Screens have been heard in the control room. In a place that get very cold sometimes. The auditorium in the school itself has a long history of a lot of strange events, and the decor itself of the auditorium is a very eerie old style. And if you just walk in, you get a really weird feeling. And there's been a number of reports of an apparitions being seen. Then at Venice Beach, the Westminster Avenue apartment building. Charlie Chaplin used to own several of the large buildings that sit near or along the famous Venice Beach boardwalk. In those days, these buildings were commonly used as bathhouses or lodging for wealthy vacationers. Today, these buildings have been converted to apartment buildings for local artists, musicians, and creative types who now inhabit Venice Beach. These buildings cradle around the famous building number 26 on Westminster Avenue. It's been documented in print as well as Chaplin's films that during the early 1900s, he did a lot of his filming in and around these properties on Westminster Avenue. In 1915, during the filming of By the Sea, his stunt double mysteriously disappeared from the film set. Production was put on hold for 3 days, and a major manhunt was instituted. After they turned up empty-handed, it was assumed the longtime friend of Chaplin's must have quit and left on his own. Studios that were financially backing the film are losing money. So under pressure, Chaplin was forced to replace his stunt double, continue production of the film. On the seventh day after the disappearance, Chaplin returned to his dressing room after a day of shooting. Now, his dressing room is located in the basement of now famous building number 26. It's documented Chaplin, while accompanied by an entourage, entered the room to discover his stunt double, longtime friend, dead on the floor, wet and covered in seaweed. He appeared to have been dead for several days. And how he ended up on the floor of Chaplin's dressing room after missing for almost an entire week is still a complete mystery. The folks who inhabit that building now claim to hear strange noises emanating from the walls of as if somebody's walking through shallow water. Other noises heard include moaning, the sounds of somebody distantly crying for help. In addition to this assortment of disturbing sounds, have been several sightings where it appears to be an apparition of a man bound by hands and feet standing in the various corners of the building. Quite possibly the most blood-curdling detail of these sightings is what the man is wearing. He's dressed the same way he was the day he disappeared. A Chaplin-esque tuxedo coat with tails and a proverbial black derby hat. Nobody ever figured out what happened to the man. It's just another one of Hollywood's unsolved mysteries. Then in L.A. is the Vista Linda Hospital. The elevators operate by themselves. There are terrible odors on the third floor. The smell of sick people, cold spots, and sudden chills. In the crematory, there's a complete lack of air. It's very dry and eerie when you walk in. Los Gatos, Beau Chevrolet Hair Salon between North Santa Cruz Avenue and Village Lane. Mirrors fall off the wall, and sometimes, right before they fall, people who look in the mirror see things behind them that aren't there. Los Gatos, Billy Jones, Wildcat Railroad, and Bill Mason Carousel. Noises have often been heard coming from inside the carousel building, especially after hours. Employees reported sounds of doors being shut, gates opening and closing, and the lights being turned on and off. When employees have investigated these noises, they never found any cause of them. Most activity is relatively docile and friendly, though, just eerie. Then there's in Los Gatos is a Green Valley Disposal Company. Ghosts that inhabit this old house, where there's now an office, is named Julius. He's played with the electric calculator on one of the desks, even while somebody's sitting there. At night, you can hear a chair rolling across a wooden floor upstairs, and the interesting thing is the upstairs is all carpet. There's also cold spots in a room where things were stored, and also the downstairs office gets the cold. You have to wear a coat. And yet there's nothing wrong with the heating and air conditioning. Also upstairs in the cold storage room, found the cabinets open and closed very rapidly by themselves, and then when you walk in, they stop. At one time, a new phone system was installed. Within a week, it completely shut down. Engineers could never explain what happened to it. And while calls were being put on hold, every single call would be disconnected. Los Gatos, Hicks Road. A hiker died on the road about 10 years ago, and now he haunts that area. Wears a trench coat and rolls around at night on a bike. The interesting thing is the bike has no wheels, and you can't see his face. You only see him in your mirror after you pass him. Then in Los Gatos is the Opera House. Ghost is known to haunt the Opera House in downtown Los Gatos. It's been caught on camera and is known to pull instruments from musicians playing at weddings in the banquet hall. Then there's the summit of Santa Cruz Mountain. The old Santa Cruz Highway that goes toward Los Gatos is an interesting place. A young woman of about 17 or 18 roams that area. She can be seen sitting on the side of the road or walking at twilight. If you stop to offer her a ride, there's never anybody there. Then there's Linwood Park in Linwood. In 2003, a man of about 20 was brutally murdered while he was riding his bicycle. During that day and night, people reported seeing a man riding his bicycle and disappearing in a distance of about 15 feet. Also in the same place he was found dead, people have seen a young man laying face down, asking for help. When they try to help him, he's suddenly not there. It does raise quite a number of interesting questions. You know, in California, especially the L.A. area, there are so many mysteries. It's just mind-boggling. And let's talk about Magalia, California. Magalia Depot. Location used to be a train depot. It's been a restaurant since 1977. Owners have seen apparitions and heard voices through the vents, and they've heard banging on the walls. One former employee reports things falling off shelves without explanation. They feel their hair being pulled and their shoulder grabbed by unseen force. And a couple have seen a floating head atop a freezer in the lower-level bakery. On another occasion, one of the workers entered the restroom and the faucet turned on by itself and the toilet flushed. While searching for the light switch on her first day working, one of the workers reported the lights just came on by themselves. While setting table for all the dinner forks had been turned on their sides. One night, a woman working stepped inside the cooler, and when she came back out, all the chairs had been pulled out from under the tables. And according to a number of stories from previous owners, there are actually three ghosts. A small child, a woman in a house coat, and a conductor. The woman's the only one to ever be seen clearly and seems to be the one most often heard or sensed by people. But the other two do occasionally make their presence known. In Malibu, there's the Moon Shadows Restaurant. In the women's restroom, the water faucets turn on and off by themselves. Malibu Lake in Agoura Hills, there's something called Malibu Lake Island. The Lady of the Lake, believed to be haunted by Margaret Hirsch Robertson. Now, Margaret, who died in 1993, every morning was known by many lake residents she'd swim out to the island. She did it every morning, and she has been sighted numerous times after she died, seemingly swimming alongside a startled couple in a canoe. They report seeing her figure just below the surface of the water. She's wearing a bathing cap and a bathing suit. In Manteca, Cinema 10, the last theater in the hallway on the left of the cinema is haunted by two ghosts, a young boy and an elderly man. The story is a fire broke out, supposedly when the place was a drugstore in the 1950s, killed at least three people. Late-night workers hear voices and tapping on the upper level of the theater. Of course, when they check, they never find anybody. In Manteca, the El Rey Theater Brewery. The only El Rey Theater in Montine burned down some decades ago. In fact, it was the night the Towering Inferno movie opened. Owners renovated it and turned it into the Kelly Brothers Brewing Company. Said there's still hot spots from the fire that can be felt. Ghosts of dead firefighters and movie patrons are said to wander the restaurant looking for a way out. Then there's the Home Depot in Manteca. Apparition of a girl has been seen twice by employees who work graveyard shift. Some nights after closing, music and laughter has been heard. When workers go to check it out, the music and the voices stop. Then there's the Psycho Home. in Manteca. Now, there was a home that everybody called the psycho home because the old lady who lived there was believed to be psycho. She had 13 dogs and 13 cats. If one cat died, then all the cats died. After she killed him, she made a home for him. She kept all the bodies. If somebody came on her grass, she'd go get a dead cat and throw it at you. Now, if you walk in the house, you hear the dead dogs and cats barking and meowing. Then there's Sequoia Elementary in Manteca. Been a lot of reports of children playing in the hallway. Night janitors hear the intercom turn on and hear children talking on it, but when they go to room 9, there's nothing there. Also been reports of swinging out by the gymnasium. When they investigate, of course, they never find anybody. Then in Marin, there's camp, both in camp used to be an old tuberculosis hospital and an Indian residence before it was made into a Girl Scout camp. It's said that at night you can hear and see the ghost of a nurse pushing her cart down the hallway, and some of the patients who died there, you hear them moaning and groaning. And it's been said that Native American spirits make appearances. Marina Del Rey, buycheapsoftware.com. The ghost of a man is seen walking around the third floor, the stairs, and the roof. Rumor has it the man was murdered several years ago by a jealous lover, and he still haunts that building. Menlo Park, Ravenswood. There's a woman in a trench coat seen standing under an old-fashioned street lamp. She's been seen there many nights, appears to be waiting for a ride. But if you look back, both she and the street light are gone. And if you try to offer her a ride, she's not there when you look out the window and try to talk to her. Then in Menlo Park, Coleman Mansion, which is currently the Peninsula Private School. It's haunted by the ghost of the original owner's wife, who was accidentally shot by her husband. Been many stories from students and faculty who have seen her in the big building. Merced, Applegate Skate Park. There are reports of a headless skater being seen. Said to have tried a trick and fallen on his head and broke his neck, and of course he died. But he's been seen many times after that. Then in Merced's the Girl Scout Island, Yosemite Lake. Later, her daughter went out on a small boat ride while the other Girl Scouts were sleeping. Daughter had fallen into a whirlpool, and the suction pulled the boat under, leaving the mother behind. After the mother died, a number of years later, it says she goes into the girls' tents now and looks for her daughter and sings to the girls and strokes their hair. Those who wake up and find her leaning over them don't tend to be understanding, is what I understand. Then in Merced's, the Tower Theater, said to be haunted by the ghost of a young woman, said to have killed herself by jumping off the tower peak after being notified her fiancé had been killed in the war. People have said they've seen the woman in the theater asking if they've seen Johnny. Yosemite Lake at the tower in Merced. This is another story about the boat tower. According to this story, a mother took her two kids swimming and were jumping off the tower. Kids drowned from hitting shallow water. Bodies never found. Every night it said the mother would drive her car out there and look for her kids. Now she's dead, but to this day you'll see a car drive out there and a woman in a long flowing gown with her arms out crying and calling out for her children. Seems to be a takeoff on the La Llorona story from the West. Then in Milpitas, Ed Leven Park Cemetery. Cemetery is now closed, but even in the daytime, electronics will shut off. Loud moans can be heard, flashes of light, and your car will have problems. And there have been quite a number of cold spots reported. Mission Hills, San Fernando Mission. Apparition of a lady in a white dress with a white scarf on her head praying in the front row of the chapel have been reported. If you approach, she disappears. Modesto, Acacia Cemetery. It's a very old cemetery. Many people have heard a very mournful crying, screaming while driving through the cemetery, even in daylight. Also, there's a very harbor feeling of foreboding that often comes with the hearing of these cries. One couple, just using the cemetery as a shortcut, heard and felt it. The sound and feeling were very alarming, and the fact that they seemed to be all around us, according to what one of the witnesses said, as if they were inside the vehicle with us. It was very frightening due to the fact that it was broad daylight when all this occurred. In Modesto, the ambulance station on Granger, the building that now houses workers for a local 24-hour ambulance service also holds the ghost of former residents. It said back in the 60s, two parents killed their three children in that house. And as recently as the early 90s, an old Indian man died in the house alone while praying to a religious altar. Now, this room where the old man died is said to be avoided by the current occupants due to the cold, ominous feelings of dread that they experience when they go in that room. The employees of the ambulance service have witnessed doors and windows opening and closing at will, objects moving across the room, the shower turning off and on, the sound of voices and children playing in the house, the sounds of footsteps. And recently, when an employee showed the shower, she heard a voice yell, "Get out!" Of course, the employee immediately left the bathroom, went out of the house, and out onto the front lawn, where she stood trembling, wearing a wet towel. The house isn't hard to find. It's at the corner of McHenry and Granger, right next door to a skateboard shop. But I'm sure when they saw a naked woman wearing a wet towel standing outside, that caused some conversation. Then in Modesto, Dry Creek Running Trail, joggers have claimed to see the figures of an old Indian man running near this creek. Some say the spirit of the Indian is watching over the joggers who run the trail. Others believe he's protecting the sacred land. There's also the spirit of a young man who haunts the bridge on Kloss Road. It's reported he jumped off the bridge into the shallow creek and died. Joggers have reported while they're running in the early morning or late at night, they can hear a shallow yell or scream along with a splash. Now, this bridge is at the intersection of Kloss Road and Scenic Drive, about a quarter mile north of Johansson High School. Then in Modesto's Fuddruckers. Formerly was a Blockbuster video. Now, most employees from the Blockbuster have witnessed this entity. It seems to be male and has a desire to make contact with the living. After closing, he'll activate battery-operated toys that are sold in the store. Open and close the locked bathroom door, turn the lights on and off. And he'll speak to the employees through the store sound system. When all trailer tapes have stopped running and satellite TV displays have been shut off, the ghost has been known to say things such as, "Listen, you've been bad." Another incident that took place was after midnight when a manager and other employee went to the office momentarily, only to come out and find over 30 movie cover boxes stacked neatly on top of each other on the floor. Now, this scared both people so much they didn't investigate till the next day. The boxes were stacked in the corner of the store that security cameras didn't show, so their story to their coworkers the next day wasn't really taken seriously. Now, the Blockbuster video was demolished some time back, and as I say, it's now a Fuddruckers. Before Blockbuster was on the site, the land was home to Beano's department store and a skate park. In the early 1980s, a young boy broke his neck at the skate park and died from his injuries. And it's thought that this might have something to do with the haunting. Then is Modesto High School. Spirit of a young man paces the balcony of the Modesto High Auditorium. Also reports of knocking noises heard in the main hallway where the floor slopes by the sewing room. And it's said that these sounds are coming from the tunnels that run underneath the school. When they are heard, any attempt to check them out, they never find anything. Then there's the Red Lion Hotel, formerly the Holiday Inn. Witnesses have reported the sounds of people talking loudly in the kitchen when there's nobody there. There's a loud crashing of plates and trays that have been reported, but when they check, there's nothing out of place. According to an employee who's been with the hotel for 27 years, a woman was killed in the kitchen by an enraged boyfriend. Excuse me. There are also rumors of more than one person killing themselves in the kitchen. Also, while in the parking lot on patrol, security has heard the sound of breaking glasses over near two cars. But when they investigate, there's no cause for the sound. Rooms 420, 206, and 152 are also all reported by guest employees to be haunted, especially room 152, where all the electrical equipment in the room turns on and off by itself. The room has been checked many times for electrical problems, and none are ever found. Then there's Vintage Fair Mall. Four girls are said to have been raped and murdered at the mall, and they haunt one particular store. Mocha Luna Hill, the Hotel Ledger. Hotel was owned by George Ledger in 1880. He met an untimely death, shot in a gambling argument. But the odor of fresh cigar smoke is still smelled in the room that was his upstairs. Owners are always happy to give you a tour, which is unusual. Monrovia, the Azteca building. Noises are heard there, and an apparition of a lady in a gray-white coat is said to haunt the place. This place is located on Foothill Boulevard near the corner of Myrtle. Then in Monrovia is the Clifton Middle School, the band room. It's been known that a ghost walks the band room late at night when the chorus girls are getting ready. The sounds have been heard, voices have been heard, but no one's ever found. Then in Monrovia is Monrovia High School. Janitors and teachers have said during the night on the second floor off of the main hallway, you can always feel like you're being watched. And if you're there alone, you hear what sounds like somebody sneaking up behind you. But when you check, there's never anybody there. Montebello, the AMC Montebello 10 Theater. The theater is haunted by a spirit who was stabbed and later died when the theater first opened. Most of the activity occurs around theaters 8 and 9. Theater 9 is always cold, even when the heaters are on. Upstairs in the projection booth above 9, lights turn on and off by themselves. And it's also said you can see a figure shadow when movies are on up against the wall in theater number 6. Then in Montebello is Bluff Road, near the intersection of Washington and Bluff Road, at the site of the Battle of Rio San Gabriel that took place in 1847. Spanish soldiers have been seen walking around, and sometimes if you're walking, they'll follow you. And there's Cantwell High School. While working on the second floor of the main building for homecoming week, students were working late on decorations with a teacher. The intercom made three beeping sounds to let the room know that a message was going to be relayed through the front office. The three beeping sounds were made, and problem is, there was nobody in the front office. Students heard whispering noises and went downstairs to check it out. One of them said they saw a balloon in the middle of the hall and popped it. Right when it popped, the lights went off and screaming was heard all over the general area. Nobody knows where the balloon came from. Then in Montebello's, the Doubletree Hotel. If you turn off the lights in the room before going to sleep and you find the lights back on in the middle of the night, then there's in Montebello, there's the Montebello Parks and Recreation Office. Any time of the day or night, you can hear footsteps and voices coming from the hallways and the men's restroom. A lot of employees claim when they're working at the office late in the evening, they hear voices and footsteps, even when they're the only ones in the office. Park rangers reported hearing voices coming from the men's restroom. Source of the haunting hadn't been determined, but two park and recreation employees have passed away in the last 10 years. And the office was once home to a doctor's office. Just as a warning, those who trespassed to try to look for the ghost have been arrested. Then in Montebello's, Rosemead, Whittier Narrows Park, the figure of a Spanish conquistador on horseback is seen occasionally around the intersection of San Gabriel Boulevard and Lincoln Avenue. It's said he drowned there, looking for the gold that he had hidden on the riverbank. And sometimes a mysterious fog will roll in and out of the area. Temple Bene Emet. The halls of this building are virtually covered by darkness for most of the time during services. Three children have been known to cross the hallways from one door to another that are adjacent to each other. It's once said that the three children were taken into a restroom stall by their father, and each was killed by their throat being slit. Their father was depressed over the death of his wife and murdered his children to eliminate his memory since they reminded him of her. And in Monterey, California's first theater, originally built as a boarding house for whalers in the early 18th century, It's converted into a theater, the only theater in California long before it became a state. It's said to be haunted by the ghost of Jack Swan. His voice can be heard calling down from the attic where all the costumes and props are kept. And the voice has an electromagnetic effect as if it were on an intercom or crackling speaker system. It's usually reported as loud enough to startle several troopers, RCs, bartenders, etc. And they say it was Jack Swan who built the old wooden pews in the 19th century. He wants to compliment all the actors on what a fine job they did with the show. The problem is, the unknown scares him. Then there's Robert Louis Stevenson House. The Lady in Black haunts the second floor of this boarding house where the famous writer Robert Louis Stevenson stayed during his stay in Monterey. Lady in Black, supposedly proprietor of the establishment, haunts the property where her grandchildren died of cholera. I spent a few days in Monterey. Quite an interesting town. Then in Monterey County, San Lucas, Salinas River, every Halloween night there's a new report of the crying woman. She's generally referred to as La Llorona. Each year the kids go on dares to walk the river past the bend. One year the kid that did it never came back. And one year the first girl to do it was actually helped by the ghost. She was walking too close to the edge when the ghost pushed her away. If she'd have fallen at that point, it was a 50-foot drop into about 2 feet of water. Then in Moore Park, there's Gravity Hill, which is... There's Gravity Hills in quite a number of places. Then Moreno Valley. Nason Street. Years ago, a bus occupied with children supposedly broke down, was hit by a diesel truck, pushed them over the freeway overpass. No survivors. It's now said when a car visits this site, shut it off, put it in neutral, the spirits of the deceased children have pushed the car up over the overpass. Now, this only works when you go south. In addition, baby powder sprinkled on the back of the vehicle will show handprints. Sometimes you hear laughter and the sounds of footsteps. Moreno Valley, the old hospital elementary school. In Moreno Valley, off of Nason, there's an old hospital. When a new hospital was built, the old one was turned into a small school for the lower grades. Story goes that a deranged man came into the school with a gun. He took the students and teachers hostage. In the back, there are two sheds, one big and one small. It said he took his hostages here and killed a lot of them and turned the gun on himself. The old school is now closed, and those who've been inside say that they see figures of children and hear the cries of fear. Well, we've come to the end of tonight's show. We'll be back on Monday when, once again, you'll be hearing Ken Hudnall and the Ken Hudnall Show. Until then, have a great weekend.